From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. In the first major legal defeat for the country's new health care law, a federal district court judge in Virginia ruled today that Congress overstepped its constitutional authority in requiring most people to either get health care insurance or pay a penalty. NPR's Julie Rovner brings us the latest.
Two other federal district court judges have already upheld the constitutionality of the so-called individual mandate, which is set to begin in the year 2014. But Judge Henry Hudson in Richmond ruled the requirement would, quote, invite unbridled exercise of federal police powers. On the other hand, Hudson did not, as the plaintiffs in the lawsuit asked, strike down the entire health law. He only ruled that the provisions directly related to the insurance requirement must fall. Those include a ban on insurers discriminating against people with pre-existing health conditions. The entire legal issue is one that will almost certainly be settled by the Supreme Court. Julie Rovner, NPR News.
Three military veterans discharged under the law that bans gays and lesbians from serving openly in the military are suing the government. They're fighting to be reinstated. The lawsuit filed in San Francisco today also presses Congress to repeal the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. Both a deal to extend tax cuts and President Obama's new willingness to compromise with Republicans are on the line today in a key Senate test vote. As NPR's David Wellner tells us, a supermajority of 60 senators will be needed to move the deal forward.
A two-year extension of all the expiring Bush-era tax cuts and a 13-month renewal of lapsed long-term unemployment benefits are at the heart of the deal President Obama cut with Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell. And today's procedural vote is on whether to bring that deal to a final vote in the Senate as early as tomorrow. Though several senators from both parties strongly oppose the deal, a supermajority is expected to limit further debate. The biggest uncertainty for the deal's prospects lies in the House, which would then take up the measure. House Democrats, who still wield a sizable majority in the lame duck session, may try to strip out a provision they consider too much of a giveaway on the estate tax and replace it with one that takes a bigger fiscal bite out of large inheritances. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.
Police are searching for trapped motorists in northwest Indiana, where heavy snow has stranded scores of vehicles. The LaPorte County Sheriff's Office says some people may have been stuck in freezing temperatures for as long as 12 hours. LaPorte and Porter counties, which have seen snowdrifts up to 6 feet high, are ordering people to stay off the roads. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 45 points at 11,455 in trading of about 2 billion shares. The NASDAQ Composite Index up 2 at 2,639, with the S&P 500 up 5 at 1245. This is NPR News. Northwest Pakistan's the site of another deadly explosion. Authorities in Peshawar say a roadside bomb blew up in a busy section in the outskirts of Pakistan's northwestern city, killing a young boy who was being dropped off in a school bus and a man in the area. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports militants in the northwest have frequently attacked schools, but normally when children are not there.
Authorities say the bus that was left windowless and blackened by fire was hit near a private school. The bus driver said he was en route to drop off the last two children when the explosion struck. The U.S. Embassy issued a statement saying the deliberate targeting of innocent children is reprehensible. But whether children were the target is still not determined. Investigators are reported to be examining the possibility that the bomb may have missed its intended target. The city of Peshawar is the gateway to Pakistan's tribal areas, where an insurgency has embedded along the Afghan border. The city has been the scene of frequent attacks by the Taliban, most often targeting government installations and security forces. In the past week, more than 70 people have been killed in attacks in northwest Pakistan. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
NATO says authorities have rounded up several suspects in connection with a suicide attack that reportedly killed six American troops yesterday in southern Afghanistan. NATO has not officially identified the victims' nationalities. The military alliance says a parked minibus packed with explosives was detonated at the entrance of a joint NATO-Afghan base. The assault was carried out days before the U.S. releases its review of its strategy in Afghanistan. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.